Now on to your comments. Each week we go through your letters and voicemails to get your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. A recent interview with author Shelby Steele about his book White Guilt elicited a wide range of responses. In the book, he writes that white guilt, not racism, has undermined the progress of black Americans and contributed to a culture of black victimhood. Listener Steve Lister of Reno, Nevada, sent us this email. I appreciate hearing the comments of Shelby Steele. I realize that his ideas may not be popular nor necessarily correct, but I always appreciate hearing a different point of view. Roan Frazier of Tampa, Florida, had a different take on Steele's comments. In his email, he wrote that Steele's assertion that racism is no longer a problem is far from the case. He also wrote, "He is clearly a pawn for conservative interest ideologies and causes more issues of self-hatred among blacks than necessary. He clearly does not have a fundamental understanding of racism. Racism is race prejudice plus power. Blacks are not in a power situation in this country. They have been and continue to be systematically disenfranchised by whites from the 2000 and 2004 elections, and so cannot be racist. The whole idea of the expression playing the race card is a racist idea in itself, because the whole deck is stacked with race cards." One of our roundtable topics prompted Paul Richardson of Oakland to leave us a voicemail message after we discussed the continuing battle over affirmative action in Michigan. Here's what he had to say.
What irks me with this discussion about affirmative action is that nowhere in the document that describes affirmative action does it talk about lowering standards for people. And that's the thing that pisses me off, is when people get all exercised and say it's set aside. No, it's not. It's supposed to be two equal candidates, one of one ethnic group, one black, one white. Affirmative action would come in and say, pick the black candidate. All of the things being equal. And what's happened is this whole thing's been perverted by a political process, which is, instead of addressing the real ills, which has been, you know, less than good education for black folks, et cetera, they take these shortcuts.
David Lamb of San Francisco disagreed and wrote this email. "It's really saddening that as a people we continue to desperately cling to affirmative action. It's time to bottom line it, black people. You have to do the work, and because racism still exists in some areas, sometimes you will have to work harder. In light of all the recent immigration demonstrations for the right to do work and raise their families, it's sad that we continue clinging to these perceived handouts." We appreciate all your comments. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3030, or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.